there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Ow. Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy Wince-Free Whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for 2 shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White, a whiter smile without the wince.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Today, I welcome on board my angel of the North. He's been at Radio 1 for the last 14 years and he's only just announced his departure. It sounds like he needs a holiday. Please welcome Radio 1 DJ and TV presenter Nick Grimshaw. This is the final boarding call for Nick Grimshaw. Nick Grimshaw, can you please make your way to departure, please? This is the final boarding call for Nick Grimshaw. Thank you. Welcome on board, Nick Grimshaw. How are you doing?
Thank you, Alan. Yeah, I'm good, me. How are you?
And it's nice to see you in person, because last time I spoke to you on your show, it was Zoom. Mm-hmm. And I looked at some of the comments and a couple of people thought it was Pauline Quirk. They went, oh, it's Pauline. Oh, it's Alan. I mean...
Do you remember when we pranked my mum and asked her be... We pranked my mum on the radio and we asked her if she wanted to be Pauline Quirk's body double.
Oh, for Broadchurch.
For Broadchurch.
Oh, no. Was it your mum? Was it my mum?
Maybe it was your mum.
I remember because my mum went, well... Because I thought she was going, oh, you joke. She went, well, how much did you get? Because I want to get some new lips. I'm going to use the money for plastic surgery. So listen, we got to talk about holidays. What kind of traveller are you?
Well, I always used to love a beach holiday. Mm-hmm. Like when I was a kid, we'd only go on beach holidays. Like we'd go to Spain or like Cyprus or somewhere with the family and always had a beach holiday. My mum and dad were very like, sure up for 2 weeks. And then I'd just be expected to sunbathe for 2 solid weeks and do nothing. And then, so that was what I always thought I liked. And as I've got older, I've realised... I don't like that. I don't really like going on the beach. I prefer like a mooch, you know?
Oh, right,
Or somewhere, ideally, where it's got a beach and a city.
Yes, Sydney's good for that. Have you been to Sydney?
Never been to Australia.
Oh, because that's got everything.
Yeah, because I think having 2 weeks on the beach, or even a week, I can't do it. Also, I don't know why I thought I'd like the beach. Like, I'm... couldn't be whiter, but I like in my head I was sometimes like I'm a bit Spanish or like I'm Latino and I'm like not and that does I just burn so I need to not do the beach life. But yeah, I like somewhere where we can have a little bit of a bit of a mooch about.
Well, I tan, but I don't even go a nice, I go a dirty brown, you know, like, oh, you know, look bit, oh.
It's like he's just not had a wash.
Yeah, like I need a good jet wash.
Yeah, I just go red, like just red. Yeah, it's not a look. And I don't know why, like for years I was like, yeah, tanning. Mm. I look awful. Like it's not for me.
And when you go on holiday, when does the holiday start for you? When does the holiday, is it when you go through security or is it once you're at the resort?
Oh, like that morning. Yeah. Like straight away. I love going to the airport and having a drink at any time. Do you know what I mean? When you can have one at like 9 a.m.
Yeah,
no one
yeah.
judges you.
And especially there's a stag do there and you're having a pint and there'll be like a man attached to a blow-up doll.
Yeah,
and, like, everyone.
I love that. Yeah, they're like, come on, Alan.
Join in with the lads.
No guilt, is there really?
No guilt. I love it. And I think you should as well. Like, I love it on the plane. Like, me and my mum have been on a few holidays together. Yeah. Like, me and my mum, and she's the same. Yeah. She's just like, it's started. Let's
get bang on
Let's
it.
Let's get right on it.
Will you have a little mooch around duty free? Because we spoke to Amanda Holden. She buys her own a scent, doesn't she? Perfume. She'll always smell. That'll little smell of something.
Oh, what? She buys a different smell for each holiday?
Yes.
Does she? Wow.
Honestly, it's a game changer. When she told me this, I was like, yeah.
So next time she smells that, she's like, Crete.
Yeah, or Rill. Dupe.
Dupe. I'll never forget that Dupe Rill holiday.
And have you ever had any misfortunes? Do you ever, like, forget your passport or anything?
Have I ever forgot my passport? I mean, I let Mish, I don't even know where my passport is, but Mish, my boyfriend, he's quite organised. Oh, and he's cool. Quite strict, you know. He's very, like, everything has its place and everything has its order. So he's sort of like a tour manager when we go on holiday. So he'll be like, right, I've got your passport. He'll have, like, money ready.
Yeah.
And I'm not like that at all. So really, without him, yeah, I would have forgotten.
So he's a bit like your carer.
Yeah, he's my carer.
Who do a great job, can we just say?
They do.
Thank you.
And I'm witness to that firsthand.
Sounds a bit like my Paul organises everything and, like, even puts L&R on me contact lenses. That's nice, isn't it? Because I always put them in the wrong eye.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Did you do it on your shoes as well?
Yeah, I do some shoes up for me. What's been the most luxurious hotel you've ever stayed at?
Oh, I reckon I went to, a gang of us, we all went to the Maldives.
Oh.
In like 2018, maybe. Mm. And I got a DJ gig there, which was like a dream
That's
gig.
That's amazing.
So I bartered them in me not getting paid, but I can bring my mum. So pay for her.
Oh, how nice.
And then my mum could come on the holiday. Because at first I was like, I'll just pay for my mum to come. And then when I checked out the hotel, I was like, no, barter her. I'll DJ for free. Because they're so expensive. They're like mad expensive. And because they like fly everything in.
Yeah.
Like if you want Coca-Cola, you've got to fly it in.
Yeah, and once you're there, you can't like bob off to a Lidl that. Yeah, where's your nearest spa?
Yeah, there's
none of
that.
I'm not talking about a spa spa, I'm an S-P-A-R spa. You are stuck there.
You are stuck there. So I think there, like, it was really, really, like, posh and extra. Like, it was so, it was so ridiculous. So probably, the Maldives. Like, the whole, like, even the sand feels, like, posh. Do you know what I mean?
Like, taste even the different sand.
Yeah, taste the different sand. And I remember they had a thing where I was like, oh, the sand don't get hot, does it? And they were like, oh, we crush marble into the sand because marble doesn't heat up so that when you're walking, your feet aren't hot. I was like, oh, okay. Stupid. So stupid.
I hope your mum got you a good bloody Christmas present.
Got me jack shit, actually, that year. And I've remembered it.
Ooh,
she's still there. I left her there.
Still stuck in that sand trying to get out. What's been... Now, we're not going to name and shame, but what's been one of the worst places you've been to? Listen, we're not going to name and shame. Has there been a place where you've gone and it's been a bit of a disappointment?
Well, it only because I think it was hyped up, and we did a double holiday. So we had 2 weeks off, and I get a bit bored in places. Mish is really impatient. He was like, I don't want to do 2 weeks somewhere. So I said, well, why don't we have a week somewhere? And then on the way back, we'll have like a few days somewhere and then we'll go home.
Genius.
So it'll feel like we've been away for ages. So we went to Marrakesh, loved Marrakesh, like proper loved it. It's made for having a nosy in it and having a mooch around.
Yeah, around the markets.
You can't get bored.
Yeah.
So I loved it there. And then on the way back, and this had been super hyped up by, I feel like everyone at Radio 1 had been to Lisbon that year. And they're like, you're going to love Lisbon. You're going to love Lisbon. And I don't know if it was like, going to Marrakesh is like going to another planet or something, because it's so far away from your life here. So then we were like, oh my God, what's Lisbon going to be like? And then I was like, oh, it's like Manchester. But a bit warmer. And it was just, I don't know if it was like the culture shift to go to Marrakesh and felt like you're on another planet and it was so hot and so extreme. Yeah. And then Lisbon was like a bit cold and there's just like Zara's. I was like, oh, So I think if we'd done it the other way around,
yes,
I would have loved Lisbon. But I think it was like a mixture of the hype and then coming from Marrakesh, I was like, oh.
Because you
there's
know
no
what?
Snakes here. I've not seen one snake charmer.
Because yeah, that square is mad and they go, oh, George Lucas, you know, did Star Wars. What a genius. No, he just had a weekend break in Marrakesh. Because it is like, is it? It's like Star Wars.
Literally.
Yes.
Literally just went Marrakesh.
Yeah. And that square is insane, isn't it? Because Amanda said, didn't someone, she come out, someone put a fez on her and a snake round her. She stepped out, 1 foot out the thing. And all of a sudden...
It's wild, and I proper loved it. Mish didn't love Marrakesh because everyone thought he was Moroccan, so everyone was just constantly talking to him in Arabic or French, like all the time, and he was like, I'm not Moroccan. So he just had a constant thing, or people in the hotel thought he was a waiter and stuff. And he's like, no, I'm on holiday here as well. So, yeah.
I get that in Brazil. No, yeah. I'm no. from Northampton. Yes, I do look good in my Speedos. You must have gone to some places with Radio 1 and it, Ibiza. What are they like to go to? Ibiza, Glastonbury.
Yeah, Ibiza we always used to go to every year. And like, I always... In fact, that was my first holiday without my mum and dad, Ibiza. And I was like 16 years old and I went with like a group of lads. Yeah. And it was just like chaos. I don't think... You don't think, oh, I'll have a glass of water now. Do you when you're a teenager
you
on your holiday?
You do not hydrate.
No, you're not like, oh, maybe I'll sit in the shade and eat a meal. You're just like, ah, forget that, it'll be all right. So that was my first holiday, and it was such a write-off, that holiday, obviously, as those holidays are. But yeah, we always go with Radio 1, like go every summer and do the breakfast show from like Cafe Mambo, like right on the sea. Yeah. And it is so fun. Mm-hmm. And we do the breakfast show we normally go out on a Thursday and we do the breakfast show on a Friday morning. And on the Friday morning, we have everyone there. Like 10 DJs will come in, any acts that are out there, like everyone will be in the studio. And then we do it again on the Monday after the Ibiza weekend and no one comes. Like the same people are booked. And I mean it, no one came. Like no DJs. I think like 1 year, one of Faithless made it. Like Sister Bliss turned up, but no one else. So I was like, right, you're on for 3 hours. Yeah. You're our guest. But I love Ibiza, and I think it's, you know, it's one of them places I always have a bit of a different time every time I go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can have like proper ravey ones. And I've been before like with my friends who've got kids, and we've had like yoga-y ones. Well, they've done yoga.
Yeah.
And I've not. But like, you know, it's such a fun island. So I do love Ibiza.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I kind of miss it as well. Like when I've not been for the past few years. And I do miss going there.
Because I love that show, Lisa Anson. Remember, she never came back.
Oh, yeah, she never came back, did she?
She got a final warning or something. It must be so tempting because these places you go to...
Yeah,
come I mean, back. You imagine you were disciplined, didn't you?
Yeah, of sorts. Like, I remember I went once and we like nearly missed the breakfast show. Like we got there and it had started, and like we got there at like 6:30, and like they were like literally doing the news.
Come out in Ives. How can you do that?
I don't know. It was just a wild old night, and I remember I was on crutches as well. So I was like trying to like run through like San Antonio on crutches, like really trying to make it to the studio.
Crack.
I was on crack, but
I was on crack.
But that got me there quicker.
I power walk when I'm on crack. And then Glastonbury, we hooked up in Glastonbury.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That I really miss Glastonbury this year. And seeing you there was one of my all-time favourite memories.
Oh, God.
It really was. And you were on your own. And you were on your own, sort of just like wandering around with maybe a fisherman's hat on.
Yeah, and a footprint on it. There was a footprint on this hat and I had never taken it off. So I must have collapsed somewhere. And then poor Alexa Chung, I remember saying, oh, she had this outfit on. I said, I've got something like that around my boiler. She was wearing lagging.
She was wearing a black puffer jacket, yeah.
Oh,
you
were
like, you look like my boiler.
I'm so charming when I'm drunk. But yeah, I mean, I want to do it again, but this time I want to sort of see, because I can't remember seeing anything. I remember seeing Viva Las Vegas. Who were they? ZZ Top. I mean, I'm not.
I don't even Las Vegas.
ZZ Top. Right. The man with the beard. That's the only people I remember.
That's worth it. It's a sign of a good weekend.
I know. But I want to go back and I want to do the more spiritual side next time. I want to do it. Because it's a bit like Ibiza. And you can have the big old party, but then also... But yeah, I'd like to go up to that stone circle. But I mean, I was...
I've only ever been up there at like 7 a.m. on the way home. And I remember once...
Is it magical up there?
I mean, is it 7 o'clock on your way home from block 9? Yeah. It's after 14 hours of lager. Yeah, you're like, wow, rocks.
I'm getting off with one of them.
I remember I ran into like a big BBC boss up there and it was like 7 a.m. and I was like, I'll go home now. And he obviously was like, I'll go home now as well. And we both ran into each other and had a conversation and never mentioned it ever again. We both like, how are you? Great. Are you enjoying the music and the culture? Have a great evening.
Because also with the big weekend, because they are so random and you get things like Madonna turning up at Maidstone. And
Lady Gaga in Carlisle car park. Lady Gaga in Carlisle.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing. Yeah, and they basically have to do it. They basically have to do it or we don't play them. So that's why they're like, hello, Hull. I love it, though. I remember, the Madonna Maidstone one was a time when Kelly Osbourne was working at Radio 1 and... She and I were doing Sunday nights. So, like, at the weekend, a big weekend, we were like, oh, well, we should hang out the night before, get a takeout or whatever, watch telly, get excited, and we'll go to Maidstone together. And we both got bad food poisoning. And we were both so ill all weekend with, like...
Oh, no.
Yeah. So you don't want that at a festival, do you?
No,
and
no.
And I remember her being
toilets.
Like, I'll speak to Madonna. Let's use Madonna's bar.
I'm afraid the ring and ride service is closed today because we have Lady Gaga singing Telephone in the car park. Sorry about that.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Well, now you're leaving Radio 1 after 14 years. What are you going to do? What do you want to do?
I do kind of want a holiday.
Oh, like, that fits in with the podcast.
And that's why I'm here for any free holidays.
Oh, you get jack shit with this podcast, I'll tell you.
No, I do kind of want to have a little break from it because I loved doing Radio 1 and I really loved it. And it was my total childhood dream to do it from a really young age as well. And I've done a daily show now. I've been there 14 years, but I've done Drive for 3, Breakfast for 6, so that's 9. And then I did my nighttime show for 3 years as well. So 10, 11, 12. Yeah, 12 years of daily shows. So I kind of think just not doing a daily show for a moment.
Yeah.
Not forever. And I'd love to go back and do radio, but I think I have a little bit of a radio break.
Yeah.
You know, refigure out what it is or what I'm
doing. Yeah, don't rush into anything. Yeah.
And I think, like, when, because it's every day, like anything else I want to do, like any other projects or any other telly projects, you're like, oh, I'll try and do it, try and develop it, and I'll think about it. And then you're like, oh, I've got to park that now because I've got to do the radio. So you've got like a live show every day. So you can sort of half bake ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on the weekend, you're like, oh, I'll try it a little bit, but I'm a bit tired because I've done the radio every day. And then the next week, it sort of carries on doing that. So I thought it'd be nice just to have a little break to develop those ideas and those little things that I've wanted to do, and they're sort of half done.
Yeah.
And they've been half done for 14 years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you don't want it too, you don't want something too intense.
No.
So don't try and host Tipping Point, because I know they do 27 of them a day.
Yeah, too heavy.
Too heavy. That's too much.
My mum was like, what are you going to do though? I said, well, I'm just going to have a break. I said, you know, people don't, in telly and radio, they don't work like every single day. I said, for example, and I just picked someone out of the air. I was like, Claudia Winkleman. Yeah. She went, well, she's got a Head and Shoulders contract. I said, well, yeah, she does. Bad example. She doesn't need to work. She's got Head and Shoulders.
So, what kind of, obviously, what interior design, something like
that?
I mean, I don't want to know, like, exclusive, but just what would tickle your fancy? Do you want to do, like, interior design show or anything, or?
I really wanted to present Interior Design Masters. No, I'm joking. I want to do, last week, and now I'm starting to think, what would I love to do? So just stuff that I've got time to do, like any of those like docs where you can like either travel around and see a bit or go on a journey of discovery. Last year I went to Namibia and I did this show where, if I'm honest, I didn't really want to do it. And the only reason I did it was because it was for sport relief.
But
I was like, oh, do I want to go on a journey of self-discovery? Do I want to be pushed to the limit? Do I want to walk? No. And if I do, I don't want to do it on the telly. Like, I'd rather just do it. But then I actually really loved it. And I really loved having a proper challenge and like going and having to discover like, what is your mental health like when you're on your own?
What
do you think of? Like, can you survive? And we were honestly like on our own every single day, just like in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. And you had like this little weird watch to look at. No one helped you. And I was stressing out, being like, I'll hate this, but I actually loved it. So I'd love to do something like that, like go on, maybe not as extreme, but like go on and do something where you don't know the outcome. Because I think doing the radio, you know, like this is happening, and then it ends at that time. So I'd quite like to go and do some telly where we're not, where it's sort of a bit limitless.
Or
it'll be like, all right, we'll go and investigate this. What'll happen?
Yeah.
Is that clear? No,
because we had Rob Rinder on here and he did the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe, and he was exactly what you said, but it blew his mind. And he was listening to opera and all that. And he was
amazing on it.
He said he had so many moments where it just blew his mind. So I totally get it.
It was like being on Mars or something. You honestly, and I thought, oh, when you watch these on the telly, I'm like, oh, it won't really be like that.
Yeah.
It won't be like that. It'll be like a little.
Because when poor
bit
old
like
Cheryl
that.
Went up Kilimanjaro, they said they just put the camera on the floor and she was going up, walking along the road. It looked like she was going up a mountain. I think I was the one that spread that rumour.
She filmed that in Surrey.
Because people are so suspicious, aren't they? But you're genuinely doing it.
Yeah, it was. I honestly, genuinely on that thing, thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly thought I was going to die. And I really did. And I was like freaking out. Yeah. There was like paramedics and they kept saying really helpless things like, well, you shouldn't really be here because you're like, you know, you're not built for the desert, are you? I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not camel. So, no, I'm not. And they weren't like, oh, you'll be all right.
You're not built for the desert.
They were like, yeah.
Who is built for the desert?
They were like, yeah, it looks quite bad. You shouldn't do this. No, I know I shouldn't do it. But then once it passed and we got through it, I actually would love to do it and do something like that. But yeah, I'd like to do that. And I like design. I'd like to do something to do that explores that. And I'm not an expert in it.
No.
I just like it.
Well, now, look at me, interior design masters. I don't know what's going on. I've just come in there and make snide comments and piss off.
And that's why I love it.
Because, you know, with Comic Relief, they've asked me to do a few things. I have always been busy. And I'd like to know sports relief, you know. And they said to me, what do you want to do? And I came up with this great challenge, but they said, no, me skipping around the M25. And I could stop and like, because if you're hungry, there's like that Wild
Little
Bean
Chef.
Cafe and Little Chef. Yeah. And then you could go around there. But they said apparently because of the fumes and people driving might not concentrate. But actually,
what do you
I think
with a skipping rope.
With a skipping rope. Oh, just skipping.
Just skipping. Yeah.
But yeah, they went no. But I thought it was a good idea.
Hey, I'd donate for that.
Thanks, love.
It's a way. You don't need Namibia. You've got the M25.
Can you imagine the shadow on Milong from all those fumes?
You won't get round.
Now, do you complain? Does Nick Grimshaw complain?
What, I'll just generally?
No, when you're on holiday. What gets you going? For me, smelly rooms.
Yeah.
Can't start, you know, fags, some smoking in there.
Yeah, fags.
Fags.
Yeah, I hate fags.
Yeah. no, but you know what I mean? It's noisy.
Yeah, I don't like complaining. Because I find it awkward. I don't really like confrontation. Yeah. I don't even like complaining when like a builder's done something wrong in your house. I'm like, oh, it's okay. not really. I have done it once when it was, I took my mum away for her birthday and it was like quite a special birthday.
Your mum doesn't know how lucky she is having you as a son.
Do you know what? All my mates are like, stop. Because all my mates' mums are like, wow. Grimmy's mum's been here. Grimmy's mum went there.
She's walked on marble sand.
She's been there. But I took her to Paris for her birthday about 5 years ago, maybe. And we got this dead nice hotel. It was dead posh. And it was quite a mum hotel, you know, like mum levels. Yeah. Like quite chintzy, like traditional.
Nice.
I was like, she'll like that. And then like a really old hotel in Paris. And it stunk in the room. And it smelled like someone's had a party. Do you know what I mean? Like,
a load of mums have had a party.
No, it just smelled like, you know, you have a house party and you come downstairs and it just smells there's been a party. Mm. So I had to cool down and be like, it stinks. But then they were so posh, they were like, what? And I was like, oh, it stinks. Like, the room stinks. It smells like a party. Yeah. And they were like, it smells like party, not a party. And then they came up and they brought like one little mini scented candle.
Oh, no.
And they were like, oh, I'll just put this on. So I was like, oh,
that's a bit
let's
shit.
Just put this on. And then I got my friend to call up as my assistant to complain.
Oh, that's good.
Because I was like, I can't do it.
No.
So then they called up and was like, I'm calling for your guest and it stinks in there. And then they made, let us change rooms in the end.
That's good. You've
but
got
you don't
pretend...
want to, it did smell. It smelled horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think if it was me, I'd have just got on with it.
Yeah.
But my mum was like, holding a hanky to her nose, being like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
So was you tempted to go on TripAdvisor and, like, rip them a new
yeah,
arsehole?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, they've closed down since.
1,000 people have lost their jobs. Ha, ha, ha. No smelly room.
Should have cracked a window, shouldn't they?
Should have put a Glade plug in.
No, I didn't complain. And I've not, I didn't, like, tell anyone, did I? I might have told my friends.
Yeah, I mean, you're not malicious, are you?
No, I didn't do a protest.
Yeah. Monsieur Grimshaw, how dare you say my hotel smell? Get out! Get out! I know this for a fact, but have you ever been on holiday with a celebrity?
I have.
You have. And how does that work out? Have you still come back as friends with the celebrity? You don't have to name the celebrity, but I find going on holiday with celebrities can be a bit eggy.
Well, they're not... Well, I'll just say who it is. But when I finished X Factor in 2015, finished just before Christmas, so a gang of us went on holiday and Rita Ora was on X Factor. So she came on holiday with us as well. But she's like, she doesn't know how to do anything. Do you know what I mean? Because she's a pop star.
Yeah.
Everything has to be done.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, she's busy and she's doing things like, and this is not just her. This is all pop stars.
Yeah.
They don't like...
They don't know how to put a kettle on.
They don't know how to put the kettle on. They don't be like, should we book dinner?
Oh,
they
no.
like have to text someone to be like, oh, I want to go for my lunch later. And then someone will call someone. And then so there's a lot of that.
The Alan Air flight is about to board. If the celebrities would like to make their way to the check-in, that's walking. That's where you put one foot in front of the other until you reach your destination. Thank you. For those celebrities who don't know how to walk, we do have a sedan chair service.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit, or shop our as-is section for great deals.
You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
But no, she was very fun to go on holiday with. And we went on holiday, we went to Miami. It was over New Year's.
Oh, wow.
And then she, on New Year's Eve, I was DJing at a party. And there was about 12 of us or something. And Rita was like nowhere to be seen. And she like came downstairs at like 2 a.m., missed New Year's. She's like, sorry, I was getting so long to get ready. I was like, you've missed the thing. She was like, Happy New Year's. No, we did it. 2 hours ago, we did it. But yeah, so she missed New Year's.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And then she took us to this like mad house party at Puff Daddy's house.
Oh my God.
In Miami. And I remember like being on the way there in an Uber. And on the way there, and I was sat in the front and like trying to chat to the Uber driver. And he lived on this place called Star Island, which is like off Miami.
Oh, yeah, and, I've been Star.
You know, everyone lives there that's famous. And we were like on the way over there. So I was chatting to the Uber driver. I was like, oh, do you go here a lot to Star Island? Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, me and Will Smith, best friends.
Because that Star Island's insane. Because I did that. When I said I went to Star Island, I did the tour on the boat round.
Right, yeah.
Oh, God. And then Vanilla Ice lives there next to P. Diddy and Janet Jackson.
Vanilla Ice?
Yes. He only had that one song. I thought, I'm in the wrong job.
They must be pissed off. They've been grafting 30 years and he's like, just one song for me.
And there's this man with a massive phallic thing in his front garden on Star Island. I said, who's that? And it's the man who invented Viagra.
What?
Yes. As a massive... It's a column, but I've got a dirty mind. I know what he's on about.
Yeah, he knew. That's not a coincidence.
That column's got a bell end.
Welcome to Star Island. No, that's not an erection. However, it is the home of the man who invented Viagra.
But it's where everyone lives on that Star Island.
Yeah, and we went there and it was pretty fun, obviously. It was really fun.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. I remember my friend Fifi climbed into, he had these really large plant pots, like an urn.
I was like, get in there, Fifi.
She's like, all right.
Oh, I bet he hates people like you coming
around.
People
like us. Climbing in the plant pots, taking loads of pictures. Yeah, but it was like, oh my God, please leave.
Yeah, who invited this scum? Ashtray's going in your handbag.
But it was quite a fun night that we ended up getting home at 11 a.m. And I remember coming back to the hotel and it was sort of like falling in the hotel. It was hot. Like it was the day and all families were at our hotel having breakfast. And we were like, morning. Just been for a walk.
Bits of P. Diddy's pot still in your hair. Hi.
Security, security. Camera 2. Someone's in a pot right now. A pot right now. Rita Ora's in a pot right now. Please remove them.
What place do you go back to again and again and again?
Ibiza. Yeah. Oh, Mallorca.
Mallorca?
I love Mallorca, yeah. Right.
Do you say it La Residencia?
I don't say it La Residencia. I have stayed there. But
is it as nice as they say?
It is dead nice. That village is dead nice up in the mountains in De.
Deya. Yeah. And that's dead nice. Williamson on. Yeah, of course, he's there and he's like, oh, I don't like the beach. It's the sand. And then he was like, it's the sand for me.
So yeah, up there's nice, and Day is Dead nice, and that's like all rocky in the mountains and really beautiful. But yeah, that hotel is dead nice, but it's so spenny, isn't it?
Oh god,
it's
yeah,
dead spenny.
Yeah.
It's like Princess Diana money.
Yeah, yeah,
do you
yeah.
You know what I mean? But it is dead nice. But
your
also,
mum will be wanting to go there. You know? You
no
know
doubt
that she listens
it, yeah.
to this.
Yeah, she'll be like, oh, should we try
leather? Would Mrs. Grimshaw like a glass of champagne? Of course she would. And tell us about a UK gem that you really like. It can be a beach, it can be a town, it can be a pub, somewhere that not many people know about. Now, I went somewhere this weekend, I had a staycation. I was meant to go away to a place, but it never changed from amber to green. And I thought, fuck that. So we went to Suffolk Wilderness Reserve.
I was going to say that.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's so beautiful. And I'd never been to Suffolk.
No.
I'd not even Googled Suffolk. I didn't know what it looked like.
Why don't people go to Suffolk? Do you reckon it's because it's got fuck in it?
That'll be it.
I bet people think it's going to be rude.
They're like, not going there.
It's got fuck in the
Why
title.
Why not going?
It's got fuck.
No. It's fuck. But I loved it there. It was so beautiful. And I'd not really like, I don't know, like the landscape was really beautiful. The sky felt bigger.
Yes.
It was really special there.
Yeah.
It was suffocking good.
Oh, they can have that on their advertising
campaign.
They can
have that.
No, but I was the same. Honestly, you would not have recognised me. I was riding a bike. I was rowing a boat. I was axe throwing. Basically, I was competing in a triathlon.
You're at the Olympics.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, I've never been so active.
We did the axe throwing when we were there. But what about the guy who taught you?
Oh, we had a girl there.
Oh, we had a guy who taught us axe throwing. He was called Chuck.
Oh, get
like,
a day
he
off.
Was. He was called Chuck. I was like, that is not real. He was like, it's real, unfortunately.
Because my Paul tried to do two axe throwing and nearly took his top knot off.
Airs all feathered.
Yeah.
He's had a Rachel.
I got a pixie cut. Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love it. And like you said, no one ever goes there. And we spoke to some locals there and they just want to keep it. They said they don't want to turn into Devon and Cornwall, everyone going there. But listen, the best time. And you're right about the sky.
The sky was all big and low. Right? Or we'll be on drugs.
No, it's like that. The sky was orange and red. What's that orbital? The orb, yeah. Yeah. I love that song. Holiday romance, if you ever had one. Now, I know you're happily... are you married yet?
Not married. No, not married. Have I had a holiday romance? Well, just before I met Mish, I met him on a Friday night and I was going on holiday on the Saturday.
We like Craig David.
Right?
Made love on Tuesday, I bet.
And I was meant to be going on holiday on the Saturday. Or I'd rented a house in Daya for my friends and my mum and my sister.
Aww.
So it's like a family friends thing. And then I met Misha on the Friday and on the Saturday I didn't go. I just stayed with him all weekend. And then I didn't go on holiday for a few days. So I like postponed it. And at the time I was just like, I just can't leave. I've just got to stay here.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, I'm like, what an idiot. Lost 3 days of holiday for that. I did invite him to come, but I was just like, is it going to be too weird? Like, we met yesterday.
Yeah.
Jog on holiday.
Yeah, that looks like
jog on holiday today.
Yeah.
So I was there. I was like, yeah. When I was there, I was like,
it's weird.
It'd be too weird, wouldn't it? Yeah. And my mum was there. So there was talk of him coming out, but I was like,
yeah.
Maybe it's not a good idea. But I did postpone a holiday for romance.
Well, that's still, I've just checked the T's and C's.
Is that all right?
That is acceptable.
Oh,
God for that.
Thank you.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Now, we're about to land, so I've just got time for the quick fire quiz.
Okay.
It doesn't even make sense, as I always say. Amazon Prime or Amazon Rainforest?
Amazon Rainforest.
Oh, so you'd really go out rather than sitting?
Yeah, totally. Well, do you know what?
You like a mooch.
I like a mooch. The Amazon is great for a mooch. It's massive. It's like a big Tesco.
It's like a TK Maxx, but of plants. It's massive.
Have you ever been a big home base? It's like that, but dead art.
Oh. Do you know what? My friend, Sharon, she was at home base once, and she just poked her head out from behind these plants, and we still couldn't work out whether she'd just slept there overnight. But, you know, it was like, yeah. First aid kit or first aid shit?
What?
Do you take plasters, multi-guard?
Oh, no, like, I'm rubbish. No,
Travel insurance is for losers.
Yeah, right. No, I'm definitely not prepared in that way.
No. Okay.
SPF's probably that's as much.
What's SPF?
Like sun cream. Oh. Just sun protection. But that's not first aid kit, is it?
I remember the first time I went on holiday with a load of gays. I know people think I'm really gay, but I'm not that gay.
No.
I'm not, bitch. And of course, they all have the spray, you know, the haze.
Yeah.
I had the old-fashioned sun cream, and they're going, pass the Hellman's, Alan, because it was like, it was that big dollar, you know, and you just and they're just walking through this haze. Hammock or honeymoon suite?
Hammock. Yeah,
oh,
I'd go hammock.
For you, girl. Yeah. I don't know what this means. Sarong or thong?
Oh, sarong. I did have not a thong, obviously.
Joking, how rude. I should be going, war.
I did have speedos once, but like, you can't wear them really, can you? Because it's very like.
Yeah, you don't have to explain.
So it goes sarong. Yeah.
Sarong, that's nice. Nudist or not on your Nelly?
Oh, not on your Nelly, no. Nudist, no, no. I think it's a specific type of person, isn't it, who's nudist?
Yeah. But then I spoke to Amanda Holden and
she's nude all the time.
I know, but she just applied it to normal life. She went, yes, I've cooked a roast in the nude. I'm like, no, on holiday. And then, tell me about this roast.
I've seen her in her hot tub in the back garden.
Oh, I
know. Not like over the fence or anything, just on like, just on the Daily Mail.
She's beautiful. She's stunning.
If I was like that, I'd be nudist.
I'd wear a swimsuit if I looked like her. And then tip 'em or fuck 'em.
What? The waiter?
No, listen. That just shows you've got a dirty mind. What I mean is, you've had good service all week from like a chambermaid or a waiter.
Yeah. Oh, tip 'em.
You tip 'em. You don't. Because some people go, I'll never see him again. Fuck 'em.
No, you've got to tip 'em. You've got to tip 'em. I remember on holiday once, that Maldives one, the dead posh one, they gave you like a butler. And
you've got to tip them.
And they were just like, we'll just do whatever you want. And I was like, don't need to do out because look how nice it is. We don't need to do anything. So we'd just call her on a mobile and get her to come hang out with us and like have the day off, basically. And then we'd be like, say you're busy. So she'd be like, oh, I'm busy with Mr. Grimshaw. But we'd just make her sit at the pool with us.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. That's so sweet.
We did. We loved her.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thanks for listening. Give us a good review, please. And if you don't like the podcast, I have no idea why you're still here. Do one. Next week, I'll be chatting to my very good friend and top comedian, John Bishop.